Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about luck.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And Stelly's going to start, because he's the one that inspired this, and...
Yeah.
I've got a lot to say on
yeah.
luck, so I can't wait.
So somebody, here's the deal. Somebody asked me, what role does luck play in startup success? And my answer, that question was not that difficult for me. I was like, I think it does play a role. How much is so difficult to say. You know, how you define luck and the context around what you view as luck versus what you view as just opportunity that you were prepared for. It's a very individual way of how you interpret events in life and yada, yada, yada. And eventually I was like, you know, I do think it plays a role there. There's some luck involved. How much? It's so tough to quantify. I don't know. And then he asked me, okay, can you share some times where you think you were lucky and that really turned into a big success? And I was not able to answer that question. I was like, you know what? That's a great question. I'm sure there are some examples. I need to think about this, but I don't have anything instantly that I can think of.
So... okay, so let's just define it. In Google, it says luck. When I type in luck, it says the noun is success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. And the beef I have is that it says apparently. Apparently means apparently. It doesn't mean it was brought. Success or failure brought by luck. Or whatever. It says apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. So if you want to, if everyone, you know, listening and all these people, if everybody wants to believe that they're either lucky or unlucky, go for it. Like, please go for it. But I won't agree with it. For me, I think the question is bullshit. Not because the person's bullshit. I just think we should not be relying on luck, and we should definitely not be thinking we're unlucky. And the reason is, by definition, it's apparently something that happens and we don't even know. And it's like, wait, like that's like basically to me, that's like saying, and especially in business, I would say even in life and career to a great extent, like you're not sitting here like just going through some motions and hoping to be lucky. It's like the same as like hope. Some founder used hope with me this morning and said, I hope. I'm like, really? You hope? You hope? That's the same as luck to me. It's like, I want to get lucky. Okay, how are you going to get lucky? Oh, you're going to do some things. Well, then that's not luck.
See, this is an interesting one. I don't think about luck a lot, right? Or I think about it not at all, to be honest. So that's why I was like, I don't have any example. I'm sure there are some if I thought about it, but it's not really a word. It's not really active in my vocabulary, and it's not in my mental model of how I explain things and how I think about things. It doesn't play a big role in there. I do think that gratitude plays a large role. Appreciation. I do feel blessed at times. I am very thankful for a lot of blessings of life. I wouldn't say that that's luck, but you know, I've had a lot of there's a genetic, you know, lottery ticket that I picked, you know, in terms of my health and my family and in which part on this globe I was born. And there are a bunch of things that I don't think I played a determinant part in creating. But so luck is not really a big part of it, but gratitude is. And I don't believe that everything, growing up, I think I was much more black and white in believing that people are completely and 1,000% responsible for everything they have, all the good and the bad. And I still feel responsible for everything in my life. But I kind of grant the right that some people might have been dealt much worse cards than others. So this, you know, life isn't really fair. So it's not like a super equal playing ground. But the thing to me, if you think about luck a lot, you inevitably also have to look at the other side of the coin, which is there a better word than unluck or unlucky, unfortunate? What is that?
No.
Word? No, right?
No, not no. Like there is no... there isn't a better word than you're lucky or you're unlucky.
Yeah, that's interesting because in the German language and in Greek, there is a distinct different word for unluck. So it's not the negation of the word luck. It's just a totally different word in both these languages. It's funny.
I mean, typically we would say like bad luck or good luck.
Bad luck or good luck. Interesting.
Right? Like that's a disparity. I mean, here's the thing. I agree with you about gratitude. I think my biggest point on this luck word is just like you're essentially copping out, especially in business. If you say I got lucky, or I didn't get lucky, or he got lucky, or she got lucky, or whatever, or they've had bad luck. It's like, wait, like that's basically saying that there are things out of your control that impacted the situation and you could do nothing about it. So what I love about when you went to gratitude, like I just love this, is that you went to attitude. Like to me, that's attitude.
Yeah.
So luck, like by saying luck or unlucky or bad luck or good luck, any of it, you're basically saying that my attitude is that there are things that happen to me in my life, to me in my business, and they're based on something I do not control. And I know that sounds weird because you're going there, right? You're like, oh, all these things happen. You know, you're born in a certain family, a certain time, all kinds of stuff, right? I'm like, yeah, I get all that. But it's all about your attitude and your perspective on it more than anything else. The number one thing is your attitude. And that's why I love that you went to gratitude, because it's like, look at it this way. I can look in hindsight today and say that any time that I felt or thought that I was unlucky, because we all do that. Like, this is just a word. It's in our vocabulary, right? And it's spread out everywhere, including, especially in a gambling culture, right? Like, this culture, we have a lot of gambling going on, too. And that apparently is about luck, but it's really about chance, which is a different word, right? So, at the end of the day, for me, every time I've thought about it, like, I look in hindsight, and I can tell you a lot of these things. And we've talked about a lot of these in the episode that you could say we were, even you and I both have different, you know, some family things where you could say, oh, we've been unlucky, right? We both lost a parent. We've been unlucky.
Yep.
Right? Right, Stelly?
Yeah.
But our attitude, I don't think I would say it like that.
No.
That would be disrespectful to my mom, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? That would be disrespectful to my life. And so to me, my attitude is that everything happens for a reason. And if I think it's luck, I'm going to forget about the reason and forget about the fact that I'm still alive, right? And I get to do things, and my attitude, it impacts everything. So my attitude now is just like, oh, that happened? Okay. Can I define, do I know why it happened? Yes or no? Yes, then that has nothing to do with luck or that word, right?
Yeah.
And if I say no, I don't know how this happened. It happened. I can't go back in the past and prevent it anyways. Then all that matters is my attitude. So why not have gratitude for something that you feel unlucky about?
I love that.
So that's my little rant for you.
I know we still have more time on this,
but like that's what I love what you said. That to me calculates the whole luck versus gratitude versus all of that.
I want to throw something else in here that I have never thought about that way, but I'm wondering if a big component of why people think about things as luck or unluck or good or bad luck is because they observe certain people having success that they find undeserved. Or when they put together all the events that led up to this person's success, it seems like it wasn't deserved. Hence, there is such a thing as luck. And I remember distinctly there's a founder. He was officially the co-founder of a multi-billion dollar tech startup that every listener has used. So it's a really big deal. I'm not going to name the name. Nobody knows that co-founder, but he was only there for the first, I think, 6 months. And I've known this guy for a long time, and I've never been particularly impressed with him. But then when the company went IPO, he made like, I don't know, $80, $90 million, right? And I remember a friend of mine and myself, the first two or three times that we've met with him, a friend of mine and me actually bad-mouthing him a little bit and going, dude, this guy got lucky. I mean, thank God he met this other guy that's like a real rock star who made that company real a success. And he just like was around for half a year or 8 months or long enough to get some vesting and to be considered a co-founder. And the company was such a massive success that this guy made a killing, right? And for the past 10 years, he's just have been having failures because he on his own is not capable of it. But I also remember that a few years later, my friend brought him up again. And that time I was much more uncomfortable discussing him like that. I was like, wait, let's be fair. We don't know what happened in the first year of that company. We really don't know this guy that well, right? We've met him three times and we heard a few things from other people, but we don't know how much ownership of his own success he has. We don't know his background, his upbringing. We don't know how he put himself in the position to is where he is. So let's not pretend we know that he's like somebody that doesn't deserve all he's got. Like, we don't know. And now that we were talking about luck, I just remembered this, like, looking at somebody else's life and not being able to make the math, probably because you don't have enough information, and then attributing this person's success to something that is like a word that can explain everything. Oh, he just got lucky. He just met the right guy, but he had zero participation in his own massive success. And now, as we were talking, and even a few years later, I realized that I've got much more uncomfortable judging people or making up stories about other people because I know I don't know them and I don't know what really happened. And now talking about this concept of luck, I wonder if a big component of why it's such a popular thing is because we don't know other people's lives and all the things that lead up to them. So when we try to come up with explanations why they have what they have or they don't have what they have, luck or unluck or bad luck might be just the laziest and easiest ways for us to explain other people's lives and where they are.
Anyways, yeah, and that's lazy.
That's lazy, yeah. There you go. It's just a little rant. It doesn't even have a conclusion. I was like, I wonder if that's also part of it because I've observed this with myself.
Oh, no, I think it's our language. It's back to like language. It's like, what words do we use and how do we describe things? So when we hear luck, I think it's better to calculate why was that person what we call lucky? Because when you say luck, it's like you're essentially, you're letting go and you're saying, and not in a good way, I think you're letting go and saying I had no control over it or that person had no control over it. They just happened to get lucky. It's like, wait, the person showed up. The person did something, right? How is it luck if the person was there and they showed up? And there's the other problem with this is like, we don't, like in life, we don't really know what causes the things that happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
The cause and effect is actually not that clear. That's why we need a word like luck, to be honest. Because it's just because we haven't taken the time to think about why things happen and what the sequence is, right? I'm sure I would not be the same person I am today without a number of countless things that happened to me that I cannot even understand today, unless I think about it. And even then, I only have my own viewpoint and my own understanding of it. I don't know why this person did that. I don't know why that person did that, right? And things like that. So to me, it's like, it's very complex. Life is complex when it comes down to like understanding the causation versus what, you know, you would call correlation. While business isn't that complicated. It shouldn't be. So I think that like we conflate these things and we just from a language standpoint, I don't ever want to feel like I got lucky and I don't ever want to feel like I have bad luck.
I love it. All right. So let's take those two words off our vocabulary. And if you feel lucky, maybe you should just say, I'm really grateful. And then think about your appreciation and gratitude for the world. And if you think you have bad luck, maybe you should start asking yourself, how can I be more grateful and more appreciative of the things I do have? You know, and focus more on what's within my power and control. Sure, no matter how much bad luck you think you have, there's some real things in your life that, you know, are giving you, a heads up or giving you opportunities, even just being healthy. So gratitude is the answer. Luck isn't. And I think with that, we're going to wrap this up.
Cheers.